As promised, we're joined right now by the quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He was the first overall pick in 2021, played his college ball at Clemson, where he won a natty. He led Jacksonville to the AFC South title. He was named to the Pro Bowl this season. He appears courtesy of Head & Shoulders. We've got him for a few moments. Trevor Lawrence joins me via Zoom. Trevor, what's going on? It's good to have you on. How are you?
Jim, what's up, man? I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Dude, awesome. Awesome. We only have a few minutes, Trevor. I'm going to go in a different direction off the very top. I want you to know how pumped I was when you name-checked our dude Jocko recently. I could not have been more hyped about that. I just need to know the extent of your Jocko background. Do you only know what Doug Peterson said when he pointed you to that clip about good, or have you done a deeper dive? Because this dude is straight up the GOAT.
So I've seen a little bit of his stuff, and I've actually, it goes back to, you guys love to hear this, Coach Sweeney actually showed a similar clip when I was in college, and for some reason I forgot that we had seen that before. Then, but Coach Peterson brought it back this year, kind of refreshed it for me. So both of my coaches, two of my last three coaches, have shown that clip, and it's been good for us.
Dude, wait till you see what he has to say about a sugar donut. Dude, this guy is so good. He wrote a book called Discipline Equals Freedom, Trevor. It's like the greatest book I've ever read. I read it like once a year. It is so good. I know you'll love it. So thanks for sharing your thoughts on that. Let me ask you, the season may not have ended the way you would hope, but man, what an incredible season for the Jags. You fought all the way back from 4-8. You win the division. You get to the postseason. You advance. And what better place to do it than Duval? How would you describe that fan base there? And what were your thoughts on the year?
Yeah, man, it was a really fun year. I think a roller coaster, ups and downs. I mean, we went 5-game losing streak early in the season, and then finished on a 7 or 8-game winning streak until the Kansas City game. I mean, really just a lot of great memories, fun year, crazy games, and I think we learned a lot. That experience that we've gained from it will really carry us moving forward. So it was an exciting year. Our fans are awesome. We have a lot of loyal fans. So it was fun to be able to not only have the year we did for us as players in the organization, but for the city, the fan base. It was a long time coming, and they've been through some rough years here. So it was cool to be able to experience that and such a great place and such a great fan base.
I think it's awesome that you get that because they are great fans. They are great fans, and they're hungry fans, and that was really something to see. Really quickly, you made such an enormous jump from year one to year two. What are you looking to do personally from year two to year three? How much better can you get this year?
Yeah, I think it's just a continual growth process. I mean, I'm just continuing to learn. I think you just learn so much through this game. You've never arrived. There's certainly a lot for me to do personally and as a team. Collectively, there's a lot in front of us, so the future's bright. I mean, for me, I've never been a big stats guy. I don't set out before the season to have this amount of yards or this many touchdowns or whatever. Obviously, like turnovers, I kind of think in my head, I want to limit it. I want to ideally have less turnovers than last year. But you can't always control that. So really just for me to take that same jump from I did from year one to year two, do the same thing year two to year three. If I can just keep getting better, it's going to continue to put us in a position to win a lot of games and to ultimately be playing, you know, in the game like this weekend. And that's the goal, and that's where we want to get to.
Trevor Lawrence, my guest. You're appearing courtesy of Head & Shoulders. Trevor, what are you doing with those folks?
Yeah, so we got the first ever P&G Battle of the Paddles. It's a ping pong tournament tomorrow. You guys can stream it on Twitch Sports at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. And it's going to be fun. So I'm there. I'm representing Head & Shoulders, actually. And it's kind of ironic, of course, with the hair. And people have been asking me for a long time if I'm ever going to do a hair product or shampoo endorsement or anything like that. And this is my shot. So I'm representing Head & Shoulders, and we're going to play head-to-head against these other guys from around the league. And I'm excited.
There you go. Nailed it. Trevor Lawrence joining us and closing the show. My man, I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Trevor. Have fun with that. Great to have you on the program. And that's it. Day two from Radio Row. We're going to walk it off with Trevor. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. We're out.